Who are you?
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, presented by Zata Jewelers. KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Soccer Matters.
Quick shot, score! The U.S. with Dempsey!
To Fabregas, who looks for Iniesta, who's onside! Spain score!
Entonces el centro, remate de gol! Gol de oro! Gol de oro! Gol de Oribe!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. How about a quick shout out here for Advantage BMW in Midtown? I've leased from Advantage. Advantage is a great place to get yourself in a sedan, get yourself in an X5, or a SUV. Advantage BMW Midtown, go down there, say hello to Justin, say hello to Steven, and get that hometown advantage at AdvantageBMWHouston.com. That's Advantage BMW, remember this, in Midtown. And he comes on the show now. He is the Dynamo head coach, Tab Ramos. Tab, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you, Glenn. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Okay, let's just talk about the importance of getting off to a great result here in the opening game. 2-1 win over San Jose. Great way to start the season.
Yeah, it was. We're happy about it. Obviously, that's what we needed. You know, we needed to start with a win so that we could get some confidence. But in general, I also liked the way the team played. You know, I thought that we should have put the game away earlier, and we didn't. But still, you know, I'm happy with the team, and I think it's definitely a good start, especially considering our next 10 games are really difficult.
Anything in particular that you really saw come to fruition with the execution of your system that really made you happy in this game?
Well, I think in particular for this game, we knew that because of the way they play, we could move them around a little bit and leave some spaces open in the middle of the field to find Maxi's feet. And I think that worked pretty well for us, actually, because we had not been playing that way. I mean, obviously, we play in the same system, but we thought that we would find some holes in the middle there, and we did, and that was sort of the beginning of all our attacking chances, and we were happy with that. Also, you know, our press worked really well. You know, for a team like San Jose that plays out of the back always against everyone, I don't think we allowed them to play out of the back at all when we pressed them high, and so I was very happy considering it's our first game of the season. And, you know, when you have a pressing team, all it takes is for one player to not be in the right place, and it ruins everything. And I thought we were at the right place almost every single time. And so I'm really happy with that.
All right, let's talk about what I thought was a really fun pairing to watch, Maxi Arruti and Memo. I thought those two were working off each other very well. And to your point of creating space, with Maxi's movement, I mean, it's up to people to take the space that he opens up for others. Is that fair to say?
There's no question when Maxi comes into midfield to receive that Memo has to make those big efforts into the box. He has to make that run. And I think he did that. You know, I mean, we obviously, everybody would agree that Memo had a great game. Now it's my job as a coach to continue to motivate him so that game is just another game. You know, he's a young player. I think he has a lot of room for improvement. And I'm hoping that this will be a big year for him.
Houston Dynamo head coach Tab Ramos joining us. You know, you did tell me before this game that you were challenging him. You were saying, look, we need more from you, Memo. And he responded to you. That's got to make you feel good as a coach because, you know, when you lay those challenges out to people, they just can't come randomly. They have to have some substance behind them. And you got a great reaction from him.
For sure. For sure. And now I think the important part is to keep some sort of consistency at that level. And I know that it was a good game, but I think, you know, when you watch Memo every day, you come to expect things like this. I don't think there was anything he did in the game that I can tell you I'm really surprised by. And I think that's a good sign, but it also means that there's a lot more responsibility on him because this is the sort of game that we expect.
Health-wise, you got a great game out of Boniek Garcia's first ever start as a center back. Health-wise, is the center back position getting healthier?
Yeah, we are. So it looks like, Alejandro will have his second full week of training this week. So that's someone that can potentially come into the picture. And also Minor is back training with us as of today. And so that's also somebody that we could potentially consider. So we'll see how everybody's doing going into Thursday, and then we'll decide at that point what we're going to do.
All right. I know you want to get off to a good start on the road. You need more road points this year. Let's talk a little bit about Portland and going on the road. You know, at this point in the week, and I know you can't give things away, but in your mind right now, how much potentially changes going on the road, going to an artificial surface, and the Portland Timbers?
I mean, there will likely be changes because, you know, it's a different team. We're playing against a different team. And so we have to decide whether we change personnel or actually the way we play. Portland is a very mature, very well-oiled machine, I think. And I think everybody knows that, Eric Williamson and Diego Chara in the middle of the field are just, two of the best two-way players in the league. And then they have Valeri right in front of them, who's roaming around usually those spaces in front of the defense. And, every time he touches the ball, usually he leads somebody in for an assist, or he creates a great chance. So, I mean, we know that, everybody in the league knows that. And it's up to us to challenge ourselves now to do a good job on the road against a tough team.
So how important is it to match up with Williamson, Valeri, and Chara, if in fact that is their midfield?
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing, that we don't know what it's going to look like, right? I mean, I know that in the last game, Gio subbed out both Valeri and Williamson, which would indicate maybe he's, maybe saving them a little bit. Also, we have to remember that they play Club America 4 days after our game. So that's also something that, I'm sure Gio has to consider. And so we actually don't know. We can only prepare for the best that they can offer, and then take it from there.
Any indications that they were saying Sebastian Blanco could return soon? Any indications that this could be his first minutes? Or
I don't have any more information than you have. I've heard the same. I've tried to find out more information, but I actually don't know. And I wouldn't be surprised if he plays. I'd be maybe a little bit more surprised if he starts, because I think when you bring, in particular, a player so important, if you remember last year, Blanco, when he got injured, he was the best player in the league. And so I would think, I'm just thinking from a coaching standpoint, I would think likely you want to give him 30, 35 minutes, but who knows? I don't know.
Tab, how about a couple keys, on the road in Portland, just in the consideration of it's a road game. It is the Portland Timbers. They've been a very consistent team under your former teammate, Gio.
Yeah, I mean, like I was saying before, they're a team that they are incredibly difficult to defend against. But they do have some holes defensively because they are committed to attacking. And I think we have to focus on that. We certainly don't want to go to Portland and only think about, the way they can hurt us and try to prevent that. I think we also have to think of the ways that we can hurt them and create some good matchups for us in different areas. And, I think with players like Fafa and Tyler, and Maxi and Memo, we can potentially do that because they're players that can hurt you.
Talking to Tab Ramos, head coach of the Houston Dynamo. How about going head-to-head with another very passionate coach like yourself and Gio Savarese, your former teammate at the Metro Stars?
I mean, Gio, the thing about Gio is, Gio is a great guy. Everybody loves Gio. I've known him, obviously, for a lot longer than most people. But he's a great friend. We stay in touch. He has done a great job. I always root for him. And obviously hoping the best for him, but he's a great person, a good human being, and I think a great coach.
The passion that he brings, the passion that you bring, I saw you at the final whistle, a really passionate moment there for you, big 3 points. How important is it for a coach to show that passion? And I know you probably show it more maybe behind closed doors, but is it important to show that passion on a sideline at times during the games? Because I know Gio is a very emotional guy. It's like he's living and breathing with every single pass that's being made.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'm as emotional as Gio on the sideline, but, you know, how important is it? I mean, I think every coach is different, you know? I don't think there's a right way. You know, we were excited in this game because we felt like we really needed this game to start the season. So I think it was obviously really important. Not that any other game wouldn't be just as important or more, but I don't necessarily feel like the coach needs to show that energy. It's, you know, it's going to be different games, different coaches, different situations. And sometimes I'm going to get, you know, emotional. Sometimes I'm going to get heated, and sometimes I'm just not going to say much. You know, it just all depends.
Tom Ramos joining us here. How about the overall weekend in Major League Soccer from your perspective? I'm sure you watched the Portland game, of course, but, you know, looked very entertaining, a lot of great goals, a lot of differing goals that would probably stand up in any league in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a great weekend to start. You know, it's nice to see, you know, obviously maybe not great for us, but in general, from a league standpoint, nice to see Chicharito score two goals and see him back to his old self. You know, I'm encouraged by those things because at the end of the day, I also root for the league. And so I like that. You know, I thought that the Dallas-Colorado game was a very good up and down game. Both teams played really well. I really liked that game. And then there was a number of other games that I felt, you know, were back and forth. You know, the Kansas City Red Bull game was just, it was hectic. You know, it was just, you know, the ball went back and forth between both teams who really chased after it, and either team could have won. I saw all the games. You know, Columbus-Philadelphia was a battle of giants, you know, and you could tell, you know, either team could have won the game, but there was a lot of quality in the game. There was also a lot of strength in the game. I felt like the teams just looked strong and ready. So there's a lot of different scenarios going on in the league, but it's, you know, it's exciting, and hopefully, you know, there's a continuation all the way to November.
Ever thought of being a radio host? That was just a great radio intro for the show tonight. I may just play that.
Oh, no, but you know, I had a couple of
synopsis experiences of the weekend.
I had a few experiences on TV. I actually enjoyed that.
That's right. I forgot about that.
I don't necessarily think I'm made for TV, I'll be honest. But, of course, I don't have to convince anybody of that. But I enjoy doing the World Cup, you know. I'm hoping that I can do the next World Cup on TV as well.
Yeah, and that minute and a half there was a great synopsis of Major League Soccer's opening weekend. And by the way, it wasn't too wordy either. It was really easily digested. It wasn't overly rhetoric, you know. It was very, very good. Excellent stuff. I think I'd like you to stay a coach for a while longer, though, okay? Let's keep it
happening. Yeah, for sure.
All right, listen, Tap, thanks as always for coming on. Yeah. We appreciate it. Best of luck in Portland, and thank you for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, that's Tab Ramos, head coach of the Houston Dynamo. Big one in Portland. You can catch it on Quest 55. The pregame show is at 9 o'clock, and then 9:30 will be in action. All right, we'll take a quick break here. It's brought to you by Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Real fun.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Sports. ESPN 97.5.
Hello, people. This is Alexi Lawless, and you are listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis on ESPN.
All right, we roll on here tonight. Quick word here for Advantage BMW in Midtown. I've got a lot of great friends down there. In fact, I've leased and bought from Advantage BMW Midtown numerous times. I love the drive of the BMW. It's like no other. Used to have a 5 Series, now got into an SUV, an X5. It is the ultimate driving machine. It took it all the way to New Jersey last June. 23-hour drive. It was fantastic. The other thing that you get down there is they'll take you through sales, service, finance. It can be done so easy. Get yourself in a 3, a 5, a 7 series. It's Advantage BMW Midtown. You'll get that hometown advantage. And they are proud sponsors of Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And I thank them a lot for getting this on the air so we can do great interviews like this with Houston Dynamo attacker Memo Rodriguez. He joins us now. Memo, how are you?
Good, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, love having you on the show. And Listen, how important, let's just talk about getting off to this good start here. The culture's continued to be built by TAP. You're continuing to build this system with the buy-in from everybody. But to get the result, that's as good as validation as you can maybe get.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, especially doing it in front of our fans who are, we get 30% capacity now, and, you know, hearing the fans cheer every goal, every minute of the game, it's something that us as players enjoy and, you know, gives us that extra motivation. And for us to give them that joy of getting the 3 points at home is everything for us and for them as well.
Let's talk about that opening goal, because it was a fantastic goal. Joe Corona plays the ball to you. You kind of fend off Youngworth. You caught him in a good area. And then obviously the way you take the finish is fantastic by opening up your hips. But take us through the goal and kind of how it happened.
Yeah, I mean, obviously beforehand I was playing closer to Maxi. In the ball that, you know, gets stolen and gets cleared by San Jose. And, you know, just me just trying to be active. Bonnie, you know, obviously got the ball, passes to Joe, and obviously Joe has to have options in order to play forward. That's what Tab tells us every time, you know, play forward, play quick, and just try to get myself in a position where I could be dangerous. And Joe found me, and I saw the defender come behind me, and I just tried to use my body to shield the ball. And luckily, it fell through for a through ball, and all I had to do was open my hips and score the goal. But obviously, a big team effort in that first goal. Hopefully many more to come.
Memo, were you surprised with the defensive position that Flo Youngworth took up on you on that play?
Yeah, I think a little bit. I think, you know, all the defenders in the league always take great positions, and the weight of the ball and the side that Joe passed it on really helped me as well. So got to give credit to Joe. Obviously, he knows where I'm at. But yeah, I mean, you know, you got to play the game. So you got to read where the defenders are at. And luckily, I took the right position to get a goal scoring opportunity.
And, you know, the pass was pretty close to you. You still had to use your body to fend him off. And he's a strong guy, and you did that. You know, give yourself a little bit of credit there, too. You kind of nudged him away with the strength and power that you have to get in behind. Fantastic goal. We're talking to Memo Rodriguez, Houston Dynamo, ahead of Portland this weekend. Pregame show's at 8:30 on Quest 55, and then it's the late show from Portland as the game will kick at 9. Memo, look, you know, talk to Tab Ramos at the beginning of the year. He told me, hey, we need more from Memo, and you really responded. What's the message been from your coach? Because, you know, I know he's working people to bring everything that you personally have.
Yeah, I think for everybody, I mean, obviously we're having this interview with myself, but he just wants to bring out the best out of everybody. And, you know, if in order for everybody to keep their spot in the starting 11, they're going to have to give their best every game. Obviously, we got good depth on the bench, that guys that can really change the game. If they start or if they're on the bench. And, you know, it really pushes everybody to perform at a high level each and every week. And I think, obviously, Tab has the confidence in all of us who starts in all the team as well. So we got to come out and perform each and every week to prove that, you know, not give our starting spot up.
Yeah, do you feel that additional pressure now with competition in the roster with all the changes that have been made? I mean, can you feel that?
Yeah, for sure. I think the energy just in trainings, you know, it's different than internal competition that you bring out of guys each and every day. And I think everybody has that little added pressure that, hey, I need to perform this week. If not, you know, you never know. You're going to be on the bench next game. But I think it's great for the team. Like I said, post-interview, the energy feels different. Everybody feels like they deserve a spot on the team. And I think that's what brings the best out of everybody each and every day at training.
Let's talk about one of your teammates, Tim Parker, who really comes in with a voice and with a level of leadership that really, I think many people believe this team really needed. Tell me how important he's been and what it's like to be in a locker room sitting across him, knowing you're going to battle with him.
Yeah, I think everybody is no secret from the first day. You know, he really showed up and used his voice as a leader, and obviously – him and Boni are captains of the team, and they really have voices that everybody respects and follows their lead, because, you know, they're at the end of the day, you know, they see things differently than we do. And, you know, obviously us as teammates have to give our insights on how we need to do better or what's going on, what's the problem, and try to fix it as fast as possible. And, you know, just to have Tim, you know, competing every day in training, going against him, you know, you always want to bring the best out of him, and he brings the best out of you as well.
So Portland has made a few changes at the outside back position. They've also got a striker, Felipe Mora, and one of my great friends is the color analyst for them, and he says this is a guy that'll bag 15 goals for them this year. He was pretty strong in that comment. That may not necessarily be the thing the Dynamo has to have, is one primary goal scorer like maybe in the past with Morrow. Just talk about how the whole collective nature of it works with you, Maxi Arruti, with Fafa Pico, with Tyler Pascher, with Ari Lassiter, with Christian Ramirez, and this sort of collective approach to scoring goals. Because the Dynamo aren't the only team in the league that doesn't have a quote-unquote, you know, primary goal scorer. A lot of teams are doing it this way. Maybe you can take us into that a little bit more.
Yeah, I think it gives us more of a versatility from everybody. You bring different qualities from different players, and they can contribute in their own ways. Obviously, we got speed on the wings, so, you know, they're good 1v1 crossers who can cross the ball to me or Maxi or whoever's in those positions to get the goals. And I think also Tab really instilled in us, you know, we got to be aggressive in the attack. So obviously sometimes as a forward or as a goal scorer, you have to be selfish at times and try to do what's best for the team and at that moment. So I think all of us brings that aggressive side of we want to score. And I think that's what makes it so great that, you know, obviously when the open pass is there, you know, that teammate's going to give it to you and you're going to score because we're unselfish at times.
Personally, I got to think you love playing behind Maxi Arruti in an interior position as opposed to out wide like has occurred in the past when Wilmer was here. I got to think that's, for me, that's the place for you.
For sure. I think I feel at home. I think I've been waiting for this moment for a very long time. And I think even last year when Tab put me in the inside row, I was happy to play in there, just to love to get on the ball and create opportunities for my teammates and get shots from outside the box. And it really brings the best out of me. And I got to continue to work and get better each and every day and game days as well.
Look, there's no question. You're a marketing symbol for the Houston Dynamo. You get put out there a lot. You're pretty busy. I mean, you're doing this interview with me, but you do get put out there a lot as someone connected to the community. You know, obviously your history with the Houstonians and the Dynamo Academy. Does that ever get tiring, and does that ever affect you?
I mean, no, not really. You know, I try to do what's best, you know, for me and for the team. And obviously when all this is over, I want people to know me as a great guy and guy that helped in the community and continue to just to help kids and inspire them, you know, that anything is possible with hard work. Obviously everybody knows my story from the Houstonians to the Dynamo Academy, from getting loaned out to getting waived and just working my way up to the first team again and actually getting significant minutes. And, you know, I just want to inspire all the young kids coming up through the ranks that anything's possible and they can do it with a lot of hard work.
Well, it is inspiring, Memo. You are an inspiring guy, and the way you handle yourself and carry yourself for me as an older guy is very, very impressive. So, you know, I was thinking if I was 24, I'm not sure I was on your level at 24. So that's a good one to think about. Portland Timbers on the road. Obviously, the road record's got to get better this year. What's going to be different?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the energy feels different, and we just got to go out there and play our game and execute the game plan. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit different. San Jose brought the man-to-man marking, so we have to plan a little bit different to Portland, who's a good defensive side, who likes transitional play, and, you know, we got to be ready for that. They got playmakers who create opportunities and break well on the break, and So we got to be ready and do what we did at home, you know, be aggressive, create scoring opportunities, and we got to put them away. Like I said, post game as well, we create a lot of chances, and we got to put more away to close out games more easier than we did against San Jose.
All right, look at their three set in midfield that started their last game. Eric Williamson, Diego Valeri, Diego Chara. That's a great blend of a midfield. That really seems to be an area we got to look at going into this game. Would you agree with that, the middle third, and how important that is up in Portland on the road?
Yeah, 100%. I think Chara and Williamson are the two guys that really dictate the tempo and really push the game or pause the game for them. And obviously, we know the quality that Valeri brings to their team. We know that if he plays up high, he's going to create something. Even if he drops down low, we got to watch the ball over the top. And, you know, it's us being focused and being compact to not allow those three guys to get the opportunity to kill us with a through ball or break lines with balls penetrating behind our midfield.
Memo Rodriguez joining us. Memo, does your role change a little on the road, do you think? I mean, you know, obviously you guys went after San Jose. I mean, you were on another level than them for 70 minutes of the 90, in my opinion. And that's just my opinion. But does your role change a little bit on the road? Do you have to be a little bit more defensive-oriented, or does it just kind of go on the same way it did? You know, we're going to be really aggressive in attack, and my game really won't change individually that much.
Yeah, I think as the team goes, I think we always like to press, but I think we have to be more conservative in when to press, I guess, away from home, pick and choose our battles. Obviously, at home, we're going to be a high-pressing team from minute one to minute 90, if possible. And, yeah, obviously, away from home, it's no secret that every team obviously sometimes gives up possession. But, you know, we're going to have to be clinical in the opportunities we get. But it depends on how the game goes. If we can press from 1 to 90 minutes and the game's going well for us, we're going to try to do that and be aggressive and score goals. So it just depends on how the game goes, and we'll see what happens from there.
Memo, as always, thank you so much for coming on. I want to wish you the best of luck in Portland. You're a great inspiration. Keep up all the great work you're doing. Look forward to you scoring more goals this year for the Houston Dynamo.
Thank you, Clayton. Always a pleasure to have an interview with you.
Yeah, we'll do it again real soon, okay?
For sure.
All right, that's the one and only Memo Rodriguez. Fantastic opening goal here in 2021. Dynamo at Portland this weekend. Again, it's on Quest 55. Join Eddie Robinson and myself. We'll have the call of that game so you can follow your team while they are on the road. We're going to take a quick break here. Before we go to break here, quick word here and a quick mention here for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. They'll work for you 24-7, nights and weekends. Give them a call, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. They'll work for you 24-7, nights and weekends. You need a personal injury attorney? Well, it's the one that loves the game you love. It's John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, 713-322-HURT. It's break time.
ESPN 97.5.
Houston Dynamo. Hi, this is Adam Lundquist from the Houston Dynamo, and thank you for listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis.
All right, tonight we're going to finish up in big fashion here. Again, the program is always presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. They are the presenting sponsors of this show. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, accident, car, boat, motorcycle. You might drive an 18-wheeler. You might work in a refinery. You might do construction. You're going to need a lawyer, and you're going to need the best. It's a Daspit Law Firm, 713-322-HURT. John and his firm, they're going to bring you a personalized approach. They'll work for you 24-7, nights and weekends. Get that representation you need with the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. Also, DaspitLawAustin.com, presenting sponsors of our Austin show on Monday nights. All right, time to get the Portland Timber side. He's been a frequent guest on this show for many, many years. He is the current analyst, ex-professional soccer player. He's Ross Smith. He joins us now. Ross, how are you?
Glenn, good. Good to see you. Good to be back. And good that we were able to talk soccer again and get back involved. I always enjoyed being on your show. Thank you.
Yeah, a little bit of normalcy here. We absolutely really love that. All right, just some overall impressions. I thought the first weekend of Major League Soccer, very exciting. I thought the quality of goals, the differing goal scorers. We got Chicharito showing us these series. Life is pretty good in MLS after 1 week.
It really was. I mean, I think what stands out to me, Jake Zivin, my partner, we were chatting an awful lot about this over Saturday. So crowds are back. Noise is back. The reactions from players when they score a goal now they're running to the crowd and they're waving to people in the crowd. There was just so much emotion that I think has been missed. And of course it is, where last year we saw players score goals and it's very mute with how they showed off. And now that's come back. I think right away to David Beckham and Gary and Phil Neville celebrating Phil Neville when they score into Miami, turning to David Beckham and he's up and there's the two buddies, you know, celebrating at a distance. So that stood out to me, but certainly the goals and some of the quality. And I think your Houston Dynamo showed some good quality in their game as well. So overall, great weekend.
Talking to Ross Smith. All right, let's get a deep dive into the Portland Timbers. Nobody better than you. You and I talked prior to getting on here. We talked about Bravo. We talked about Van Ranken as two big signings in the outside back position. Take us into that a little bit.
I don't think I'm too far off by saying that this could be, for the fullbacks, the most complete set of players that the Timbers have had in those positions. And I look at both of them, if I described them, being comfortable on the ball, being forward playing fullbacks, which is, I feel like, the modern way of a fullback now. But they're both very comfortable. They both love to join in. And already both, they've integrated themselves into the system and seem to be on the same page with everybody else around them, particularly Felipe Mora and Diego Valeri. And the big reason, especially with Claudio Bravo coming in, I think he's been exceptional on the ball. And I chatted with the Timbers GM, Gavin Wilkinson, about Bravo before the signing or as the signing was taking place. And he said, what you're going to see is a guy like him is going to get the guys like Valeri and Mora on the ball a lot quicker. We're going to get into the attack a lot quicker. And I think we've seen that. And he just goes about his game with such confidence and calm. I've been impressed. So 3 games in for both of those fullbacks, I think they've shown really, really well. And I only think it's going to get better for them. And I think it's only going to add to the attack of the Timbers once they really hit their stride.
They're box-to-box guys. They're going to get crosses in. They're going to get beyond people. They're going to get to the end line. Is that what I'm hearing, both of them?
Yeah. Van Ranken, we see him more getting around the outside to whip balls in. You'll see Claudio Bravo. He loves to step inside and give you an advantage in the middle with the numbers. But Bravo, from everything I watched of him before he came here, he can certainly get around the outside. But we haven't seen an awful lot of him going there. He's had Dairon Asprilla in front of him. So Asprilla just wants his 1v1s to run at. And Bravo's given him that space.
Talking to Ross Smith here, he's the color analyst for the Portland Timbers. Dynamo taking on the Portland Timbers Saturday night. That's the late show in Houston. I believe, is that a 9 o'clock kickoff here in Houston? It's what, 7 out there?
I think we're 7 o'clock out here.
Oh, it's 7 o'clock.
The double check, my notes in front of me.
We would be on the pregame show at 8:30 here in Houston. It's Quest 55. You mentioned Gavin Wilkinson. We always wonder, you know, who makes the actual signing, who presents the player. Yeah. Is Gavin the guy who identifies these players? Is it Gio? Is it a combination? And then who signs off on it? How does that work? Because this is a guy who's been here forever. So there is something good about continuity and partnership.
Yeah, and I think it's just exactly that, what you've said there. I want to put in Ned Grabovoy in the equation as well, part of the staff with Gavin. Ned Grabovoy has been a vital addition to the team as well. So I think between them, and they do have their scouting system, they do have scouts out there in the world helping to bring players' attention to them. But at the end of the day, and if I go back to Bravo and our conversation there, I say to Gavin, because Gavin gave me all the access to all the footage that they had on Bravo and the scouting reports. And I said, how does that work? And he said, it's Gio and I sitting down, looking at what's available, and then trying to make the best possible decision for what fits in all parties. But I find that so interesting now in today's game, Glenn. And you go right through the leagues. You know, it's gone are the days. I followed Manchester United as a young kid, and gone are the days Alex Ferguson driving to every single game and getting his eyeballs on every single player. You know, with him, he had a good relationship with David Gill, I think the name was, but it was always Alex Ferguson. Now, you just can't, you got to have other resources, and you got to have trust within there, because you can't get out to every single player. You can't see every single player. So you need that support system. I'm fascinated by it. But I think Gio and Gavin and Ned have a great relationship.
All right. So does that mean you're happy with the news about Ed Woodward?
I'm happy about Ed Woodward.
I had to put you on the spot there.
Yeah.
There's a few United fans who are happy about that.
Yeah. I've got Sky Sports on in the background right now, and it's just fascinating, the developments that are happening right now.
All right, let's get back to Timbers, though. It is. It's like watching the stock market. Every minute there's news on this proposed Super League and teams going back and breaking away from this proposal. All right, so let's talk a little bit about a couple of guys that are injured that are key guys. Jeremy Obobese, and let's also go to Sebastian Blanco, because they're key pieces. Where are they health-wise?
I think they're week-to-week for that, and I say where I think, you know, unavailable for the last game, obviously. I know Gio was closely monitoring them. And I say I think because we've yet to catch up with Gio for this week. But I know with the Timbers team, they would have had yesterday and today on the training ground. So we'll wait to see as the week comes. But I know they're being carefully monitored, especially with Sebastian Blanco. He's come back from such a serious injury. He's done so well in his timeline that I think for the Timbers, feel like, well, there's no point in trying to rush things back. Timbers have a big game against Club America coming up in between Houston and their following MLS game. I think it's just a steady approach, but it is getting closer and closer.
Talking to Ross Smith here, and of course, after the Dynamo game on Saturday, it's Club America. Everybody's got to be pretty excited about what Portland did to Marathon of Honduras and advancing in the CONCACAF Champions League. Of course, it's a busy schedule, but boy, now to get Club America, this is another piece of history for them.
Yeah, that was a big carrot for the Timbers to get to when the brackets came out. And I think maybe a little nerves after the first leg with Marathon at 2-2, but I think that the pitch was a big leveler. I think you see that, again, if I referenced, you know, I played across in Britain for part of my career, and the FA Cup, when you had the big teams like Manchester United coming to the little clubs, you know, the pitch, the surroundings had something to do with it. And I think you saw that with the Timbers in the first leg, heavy pitch. But when they came home, they just overpowered them.
Absolutely.
Performed well. Yeah, and their attack, Glenn, from, you know, I know you know, but it's just so many different match winners in the team. And I would say for the attack for the Timbers, it's probably the best all around with the most amount of depth that I've seen in the Timbers attack since I've been covering this team. And that is without Nias Goda, who is out with his ACL, and as you already mentioned, Obobese and Sebastian Blanco.
Dairon Asprilla, has he had a little bit of a revitalization? He looks like a completely different guy to me. He looks more applied and more focused. Is that fair to say?
He's spot on. And there's a level-headedness about him that Dairon Asprilla, when he came, you would say not a hot head, maybe a hot temper at times, and for him having to get settled into the team, it took a while for, you know, with him under first Caleb and then to be under Gio. And I think he's showing a maturity about him now. He started two last year, and then he had an injury where he was out for the best part of the season. He only made it back for the final two matches, or for him to play two matches. And it was disappointing. But I think what you're seeing now is a player that realizes time is ticking on, that if he is going to make an impression and get a starting 11 spot, he's got to do all the right things. And that starts on the training ground. It starts with the attitude. And he loves Portland and he wants to be here. I think you're seeing that. But I think what's going to be interesting is to see, how does he kick on then? How does he kick on when Sebastian Blanco is going to be knocking on the door to come back in, and Jeremy Obobese as well? Does he have what it takes to be a regular 11 and keep them out?
Great problem for Gio Savarese to have. We're talking to Ross Smith, color analyst for the Portland Timbers. All right, I'm going right to the starting midfield in the last game, which is pretty impressive. Eric Williamson, Diego Chara, who's just he's kind of – we'll relate him to our Boniac Garcia here in Houston, but he's remarkable. And then Diego Valeri, that three-set is quite the three-set, and I have to think the Dynamo will have to compete against those three, because that is a – that is a great blend of pretty much everything that you'd want in a midfield.
It really is. And how Eric Williamson has come along as well. I think last year he has shown something different that the Timbers, I would say, have never had in a number eight. Yes, they've had Nagby, who for me, of course, I rate Nagby one of the best midfielders in the league, and how he retains the ball. But they've never had somebody who joins in like Eric Williamson and has that bit of calm in the 18 in his final touch. Combined with Chara, who can break away with his speed, combined with Chara, that everybody knows about him, how he's a destroyer now. He can disrupt other teams. You know, the perfect number six, I would say, the best in the league. And Diego Valeri, who I thought had a little bit of a comeback season last year. I think 2 years ago, starting to dip, and then he started to ask questions. Are the legs starting to get away from him? And they're not. And whatever he's done, and I know there's a combination of things, how he's looked after his body. I was so impressed with him last year. And the number of games that him and Char in particular had to play Saturday, Wednesday, you know, the congested schedule last year. I was so impressed with those two, always making themselves available for the manager and playing well. And I thought Valeri in particular in the last game was he was sharp, and you can still see the Timbers need those two to have another good season.
All right, last one, Ross. Give me 20 seconds on Felipe Mora, the center forward.
Sneaky smart and sneaky good with his movement, and an intelligent player that benefits the most, I would say, from Diego Valeri. And he was so close to having what I think could have been goal of the weekend, where Crepo has come out, made a save. What a ball from Chara. But if you look at that in the highlights and how Mora takes it down and almost scores, I think that sums him up. His movement, his touch is silky. And I think he will just quietly go about getting 15-plus goals this year.
Wow, that's a big statement. Love that. Ross Smith, yeah. Thank you so much for coming on and wrapping our show up in big fashion tonight. Have a good call on the Portland Dynamo game. And thank you, as always, for coming on the show.
Same to you, Glenn. Great to see you. Thanks very much.
All right, that's Ross Smith. That does it tonight. For Aaron Raybould, all of you who listened in, you get the podcast at ESPN975.com. On behalf of our presenting sponsor, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, I'm Glenn Davis. On behalf of the firm, good night.
ESPN 97.5.